Friends in Christ, the Feast of the Ascension is a very ancient one and one of the most important in the whole annual calendar. In fact, sometimes perhaps its importance may be underestimated, coming in a season with so many other great feasts. But really what we're celebrating today is the final completion of our Lord's whole saving work here on earth. For this purpose, he came down to earth, lived, suffered, died, rose again. Even after his glorious resurrection, something still was left incomplete. He wasn't destined to just stay alive here on earth forever. He had to return to the glory of heaven. The prize that he'd won by suffering and dying for us, reigning with the Father under a new title. Of course, he'd been there with the Father from all eternity before he came down to earth as a member of the blessed eternal Trinity. But now he's seated at the Father's right hand as man, as well as God, as risen and glorified human being. And the readings today invite us to reflect then upon the tremendous significance of this glorious completion of our Lord's whole mission. If ever we really could say the words mission accomplished, it's exactly what we're celebrating today. Sometimes that mission accomplished has been celebrated in ways that weren't quite so appropriate. I was reading the other day about an overzealous seminarian in this country some decades ago, apparently. In the seminary where he was studying to be a priest, the bishop had the custom of coming every year on the Feast of the Ascension to say Mass and be with all the seminarians and the professors there. Well, there was one young seminarian who decided he was really going to make this Feast of the Ascension a real zinger. And he got a fiberglass statue of Jesus and he attached it to a rocket. And right in the middle of when they were singing a hymn, Hail the Day That Sees Him Rise, with all the crowd, it was an outdoor Mass apparently, he lights the fuse and boom, Jesus goes shooting off into outer space. And the thing apparently backfired and the rocket started zigzagging across the, buzzing the crowd of people. They started dispersing in shock because, what's this thing going? Well, it seems that the seminary authorities were not very pleased by that. We don't know whether that guy made it through to become a priest or not. But in any case, the point there that we can draw from that is that, as Pope Benedict XVI said on one occasion, the ascension is not about a kind of astral journey of Jesus up through the stars. That's not what it means. St. Luke's account is actually very reserved. He simply says the apostles, our Lord was lifted up and a cloud covered him from their sight. Doesn't say he just kept on shooting upwards like a spaceship. No. Jesus went to a completely different dimension, that mysterious supernatural world of God that we can't even imagine at this stage. If we think about the other readings this morning, the second reading set down for year C is from the letter to the Hebrews. And it reminds us that the risen and ascended Jesus is not only ruling heaven and earth as a king, Christ the King, but he's also our eternal high priest, Jesus risen to the Father in his human nature as well as his divine nature, is eternally presenting to the Father that perfect sacrifice that he offered when he gave up his life on Calvary. He's offering that to the Father eternally as an eternal mediator between the Father and us fallen sinful humanity. That's something very profound and not always too easy to understand. You know, a lot of our separated brethren, they say, you Catholics don't really believe that Jesus' sacrifice on Calvary was sufficient, because they say, you claim that it's necessary to have a whole lot of other sacrifice, the sacrifice of the Mass adding many, many other sacrifices to what Jesus did already. Well, that's a very serious misunderstanding of what we believe. Of course, we Catholics believe, as the letter to the Hebrews makes it very clear, that Jesus' sacrifice on Calvary was perfect and made atonement for all of the sins of the world. And when we believe in the Holy Mass, we talk the sacrifice of the Mass, what we're talking about is that the physical material element is not repeated. Of course, that's the actual shedding of Jesus' blood and his suffering and death. That's not repeated. But Jesus' inward offering of himself, that's his inward attitude of offering himself to the Father, that's something which is eternal. It's not repeated in something different when we celebrate Mass, but that same self-offering is there in heaven when Jesus offers himself in his humanity to God the Father in atonement for the sins of the world. It's making present again that one and the same sacrifice which was perfectly carried out and has all the full value, more than enough, for the redemption of the whole world that he offered on Mount Calvary. So Jesus is our eternal high priest. But finally, the gospel reading reminds us that Jesus' ascension has very important implications for us as well. It wasn't like some kind of a little farewell ceremony, just saying goodbye. All of the accounts of Jesus' ascension in the different Gospels, they all stress that when he was taken up and left his disciples, he gave them a mandate: go and teach and preach, make disciples. We have work to do. The angels, after our Lord ascended into heaven, the last words of the first reading this morning said, "Men of Galilee, why are you standing here gazing up into heaven? Jesus is going to come again one day, just as you've seen him leave. But in the meantime, go back to Jerusalem. Wait. You're going to receive power from the Holy Spirit. And then you have a mission of spreading the glorious news of Jesus. Suffering, died, risen, ascended. Spreading that news to the whole world for the salvation of the human race." So the ascension reminds us that we too have that mission to make Jesus known in different ways according to our own state in life and the possibilities that God gives us. But we can't forget that. And finally, let's remember also that on Mother's Day, our Mother Mary, our spiritual mother, has also ascended into heaven with Jesus. We don't usually call it her ascension, we call it her assumption, right? Mary's assumed body and soul into heaven, but really it's the same thing as ascension. She's taken up into heaven completely, body and soul. And the wonderful thing is that as we honor the Blessed Mother in a special way today and on Mother's Day, we remember that she, already in heaven in body and soul, is like the first fruits of something that awaits all faithful Christians. As we hear in the preface for the Mass today and the first opening prayer, there's a wonderful thought there that Jesus, the head of the body, has now passed into the glory of the Father. And because we're joined to him, faithful Christians through our faith and baptism, if we're united in the body of Christ, as the head has passed into heaven, we too one day have that promise that we will share in that same risen heavenly glory with Christ our ascended King. So let's give thanks for the glorious work that our Lord has done as he sends it into a heaven and rules as King, and he intercedes with us eternally as our great high priest, so that here on earth we may fulfill as best we can that mandate to make Christ known to others and so join him one day in the glory of the Father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.